You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Many people think the Bible is just a big collection of nice but far-fetched stories with a moral content, and they usually cite the story of Noah as an example of this.
Then there are those who believe if there was any truth to it, God must be a horrible, vengeful God without mercy. To have allowed the earth's population to perish would have included innocent children. Then that gives those who hear the story of Noah and the Ark a forceful reason to reject God.
When you look on the surface, it seems at first they might have a point. But this is because second-hand reporting of the event is always filled with misinformation. You need to go back to the source to find out the way it really happened. Several verses in the sixth chapter of Genesis tell it this way.
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them.
God spoke to Noah for the sole reason that out of every person on earth, he was the only one who followed God with his whole heart and life. The Bible says he was blameless among the people of his time. Even Jesus spoke of Noah, proving he was not an imaginary person. And here is another verse that gives the full picture. God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, who was a preacher of righteousness. Noah was constantly mocked for his belief in God and for preaching to people to follow the one true God and change their ungodly ways. Sound familiar?
You only have to watch television to see how often God and true men of God are mocked. Christianity is treated as a joke. The Bible is spoken of in contemptuous terms. Science, which is constantly changing its ideas, rails about the Bible as being outdated, even though its truths have stood the test of time.
History has shown that, as a rule, human beings have remained the same in their attitude toward God. We don't want him in our lives, they say. We don't want to read what he tells us in his word, the Bible. And we don't even believe he has any interest in the world. So don't preach to us about God.
And this is exactly what it was like in Noah's day. Sexual immorality was the norm, besides all types of deviant behavior. Oh yes, corruption and violence ruled.
Jesus gave us all a solemn warning of similar days before he would return to earth. This is what he said. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. That is how it will all be at the coming of the Son of Man. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on which day your Lord will come.
The Bible tells us that food supplies and the animals that were to be saved entered the ark a full 7 days before the floods came. Then and only then did Noah enter the ark with his family. It took many years to build that ark, and all the time Noah preached to the people to turn to God. But he was only met with disinterest. But when he entered, the Bible says God shut him in. Yes, God shut that door.
My friend, today the door of salvation is there, open to you. Will you turn to Jesus to forgive you for your sins? Or will you continue giving no thought to God? I plead with you not to wait until it's too late, for the day will suddenly come when God will shut the door of opportunity for you to be saved.
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.